From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. A glitch in a Federal Aviation Administration computer system is causing major flight delays across the nation today. From member station WABE in Atlanta, Jim Burris has this report.
The FAA computer system pilots use to input flight plans went down earlier this morning. As a result, airlines are having to manually file those plans, a process that's causing major backups for the nation's commercial carriers. In Atlanta, a Delta Airlines spokeswoman was not sure how many flights were affected. Discount carrier AirTran says many flights here were canceled. FAA spokeswoman Kathleen Bergen says air traffic controllers are maintaining radar and communications with pilots in the air. She was not sure how long the outage might last or when air traffic might return to normal. For NPR News, I'm Jim Burris in Atlanta.
The first congressional hearing on the Fort Hood shootings in Texas opens on Capitol Hill this hour. The Senate Homeland Security Committee will question whether everything possible was done to identify the possible risks posed by the shooting suspect, Army Major Nedal Hassan. And Committee Chairman Joe Lieberman says senators want to examine the threat posed by homegrown terrorism. But no one who was on post at the time of the shootings will be questioned so that the formal investigation that's underway will not be compromised. Meanwhile, NPR has obtained a memo signed by the supervisor of medical residents at Walter Reed Army Medical Center outlining problems that came up during Hassan's psychiatric training there. The health care overhaul bill Senate Democrats unveiled last night is heading onto a difficult path, but Democratic leaders have been praising it. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
Senate leaders, including Health, Education, and Labor Committee Chairman Tom Harkin of Iowa, praised the measure as it was unveiled last night.
We cover more people. We make insurance more affordable. We take away and we a lot of the abuses in the insurance companies with a lot of the reforms that we have. We reduce the deficit. So as far as I can see, this is a great victory for the American people.
But the bill has virtually unanimous opposition from the Senate's 40 Republicans, meaning it will need all 58 Democrats and both independents just to reach the floor to open debate. And a few of those moderate Democrats still aren't saying how they'll vote. The first test could come this weekend. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
AOL, the icon of the Internet access revolution in the 1990s, which is now struggling to stay afloat, says it will lay off about a third of its employees if a planned spinoff from Time Warner goes through. The cuts would total nearly 2,300 of AOL's approximately 6,900 employees. In a securities filing, AOL says it's trying to cut its annual costs by about $300 million. Stocks are down in early trading. At last check, the Dow Industrial's down 143 points. This is NPR News. That's Afghan President Hamid Karzai addressing his people today after being sworn in for a second term in Kabul. He appealed for national unity 3 months after an election that was marred by widespread fraud and a runoff that was canceled when Karzai's principal challenger dropped out in protest. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from the capital, Kabul.
Karzai took the oath in the presidential palace before an audience that included many foreign envoys, among them Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, anxious for evidence that he'll prove a partner in the struggle against Islamist militancy. Cracking down on corruption was a major theme in the long-awaited speech that he delivered afterwards, but Afghanistan has many other problems, not least rising militant violence, a fact reflected by the armoured vehicles and extra security forces on the near-deserted streets outside. Karzai spoke of the need for reconciliation, saying his government would rehabilitate what he called disenchanted citizens, a reference to the Taliban and other militants, so long as they live peacefully, accept the constitution, and aren't linked to international terrorism, i.e. Al-Qaeda. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Kabul.
Another suicide bomb attack in Pakistan has killed at least 18 people today. The bomber detonated his explosives outside a courthouse in the main northwestern city of Peshawar. For the first time, a court has found the federal government directly responsible for some of the damage caused when Hurricane Katrina flooded most of New Orleans in 2005. The ruling against the Army Corps of Engineers by a U.S. district judge could open the government up to billions of dollars in claims related to Katrina. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.